If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Indeed, you have to stop, look, and listen. Bet you by golly, wow, he is my everything, at least right now. Arian Love of the Stylistics. It is so nice to talk with you on WGN Radio. How are you today?
Steve, I'm doing great, great. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And congratulations, by the way, on falling in love with my girl. I'm not being personal with you. That is the name of your new CD. And let me tell you the story. So the internet knows what I like, right? Same for you and same for everybody else. So I got a recommendation from iTunes to hear or even ultimately download a new Stylistics CD, and I thought, this is intriguing. And then as I look at it, I see Ronnie Wood's name on it as a collaborator of the Rolling Stones, Shania Twain, Gene Simmons of Kiss, Bill Champlin of Chicago, a group we care about here, and I thought, oh, this is, I've got to listen. And it is so good. And I'm not just, I reached out because I thought I need to talk to you and hear this story because it is so incredibly good. It's contemporary for sure, but it is definitely a throwback to what we all know about the Stylistics. But I want to go back in time, if you don't mind. There would be no, there would be no Stylistics. I think this is an interesting story without a high school teacher, an English teacher.
That's correct. Yeah. Beverly Hamilton, the name. And Stylistics were formed from two groups. And my group, we had three members and a drummer. And another group called the Percussion, they had two members, guitar player and a bass player. So when we were getting ready to graduate, some members went to university. The other ones went into the military. And Beverly said, well, why don't you guys combine the two groups and come up with a new name? And so, which we did, and the guitar player, Robert Douglas, we were throwing around a bunch of names, and he said, well, what about Stylistics? And as soon as we heard it, we said, that's it. We don't have to hear another name, because we were going through hundreds of names trying to come up with it. But once he said Stylistics, we knew that was a name.
What do you think made the Stylistics unique and having indeed a style of your own? I suspect that's one of the reasons why you broke through. You had Thomas Bell. You can explain who he was and how he impacted your career. No one else had Thomas Bell like you did. Can you talk about that?
Yes, sure. Well, our lead singer at the time, Russell Tompkins. Russell and I met in junior high school, and I was a grade above Russell, and we had this program in school, and he came on stage with the all-girls choir as background, and he sung this song called Yonder. And when I heard him sing, I said, oh my God, who is this guy? And so as the year went on, I was in a play in the junior high school, and Russell was in the play also. So that's basically how we met, and we started talking. And didn't know that we lived like two blocks apart from each other. So that started the relationship and the friendship back in, oh, my goodness, 1962, actually, junior high school. And we just became friends and started singing and said, well, let's put together a little group. And we put together, our group was called the Monarchs. And we were three of the two that got together with the group Percussions and then changed the name to the Stylistics. Now, Tom Bell came along. Our first record, You're a Big Girl Now, was released locally in Philadelphia by a company Sebring. And the gentleman that owns Sebring came to one of our shows and asked if we would be interested in recording. Do we have any original material? Which we did. And he took us in the studio. I think that session, from what we heard, cost some $500. And we recorded our first record, Your Big Girl Now, which went to number one in Philadelphia. And it was a local hit. Bill contacted AFCO Records, who got the record and sent it national. They made a deal with Bill, and we didn't see Bill anymore. We heard he got $10,000 for the deal, but we hadn't seen him anymore. So from the success of that, AFCO said, well, you guys need to do an album. And they contacted Tom Bell, who did our first, second, and third album.
And Tom Bell is a Grammy Award-winning producer. I believe he may be even in the Grammy Hall of Fame or some such thing, and wrote and produced many of those songs, which we all remember. But how about the new ones? We're going to hear a lot of that when we come back. The name of the CD, Falling in Love with My Girl, wherever you get your music or stream your music. It's the Stylistics, Arian Love, here on WGN. Arian Love of the Stylistics is here. And, man, I am so honored to talk to you. You are a music legend. I don't know, and we don't have to talk about this in detail, if I'm allowed to, but I'm going to do it anyway. Ask about Russell Tompkins Jr. Is he still out there performing with the Stylistics 2, or whatever he called them?
As far as I know, he is. I haven't talked to Russell in actually over 20 years. And even though we live pretty close to each other, I haven't ran into him in a while. So I'm not sure exactly what all he's doing. There's no communication whatsoever.
Yeah, that's a shame because, you know, you guys were together for so very long. And on your website, it says, we warn you, we are the Stylistics. And you have a new CD out, Falling in Love with My Girl. And boy, I want to know, Shania Twain? How did that happen?
Well, okay. The producer of that album, CD, I always say album, so you know that's really old school.
Me too.
Tom Cridlin. Tom opened the show for us a few times on our UK tour. So we became friendly. In fact, he did last year with us in England. And our UK tour runs usually from mid-October through December. Then after that, we go to Japan. So we came friendly, and Tom would say, are you guys interested in recording the game? He said, of course. That's a crazy question. Of course we are. He said, okay, let me work on a couple of things, and I'll get back to you. So Tom, who, like I said, he opened the show, and he does a lot of Elton John stuff. In fact, he uses Elton John's band when he's performing. So he has that input, and he said to us, oh, well, maybe we can do something, get you guys to do something with Elton. And he said, oh, well, that'd be great. But in the meantime, he knew all these rock guys, right? So Tom came to us and said, okay, let's do a deal, and I'll come to Philly, and we'll start the recording. So he came to Philly with about five songs that we listened to, and we picked three out of those first five he played. And he said, okay, these are the tracks, here's the lyrics, learn the songs, and I'll come back in a couple of days. So when he came back, he said, I want you guys to listen to this song, and there's a possibility that you might get a chance to record it. And we listening, and I said, that voice is familiar. And he said, that's Shania Twain. And when I heard the song, I said, you know what? I don't even have to hear the whole song.
And then you did it with Shania Twain. So let's hear.
We're doing it.
Yeah, yeah. You are. Let's hear a little of that right now. So it's not only Shania Twain that we just heard. It is Gene Simmons of Kiss. Now, no offense, Arian Love, of the stylistics. When I think of, I don't know, Bet You By Golly Wow, I just don't think of Kiss. But here he is, Gene Simmons.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny because when Tom was talking to us about doing a project, we say, Tom, okay, look, we've had a number of producers after Tom Bell. You know, if you're going to try to get the Philadelphia sound, even though you have the stylistics, it's not going to be the Philadelphia sound. And he looked at me kind of crazy. I said, because I think what represents the Philadelphia sound is, first of all, TSOP, the sound of Philadelphia Orchestra.
Sure.
Plus the music of Tom Bell and Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff also.
Yeah, yeah.
So he said, well, I have some other ideas. You know what? We didn't know who all those great musicians were until the album was darn near finished. And he said, oh, that's this one and that one, you know. And we never came from a rock background, but we knew the names. And we said, well, Tom, like, why didn't you tell us who these people were? We were listening to them in the headphones while we put down the vocals, but we didn't know that it was these guys until the album was almost done.
Really?
You know, but we said, yes. We didn't meet them in the studio. Tom came with finished tracks.
So you can't. So Arian, you can't answer this question. Apparently, whether Gene Simmons wore all that Kiss makeup in the studio or not, maybe that's why he did it in a separate studio. He didn't want you to see. I don't know, but it sounds great.
Well,
and we're going to give it a listen right now. It is Gene Simmons and Kiss with the Stylistics. Arian Love of the Stylistics, I have one more question to ask you. So this is absolutely true. I walk into the building, and they've got background music going on in the building. And I'm hearing in the background, You Make Me Feel Brand New, one of your songs. And I'm thinking, when you go grocery shopping or when you walk into an elevator, has this ever happened to you?
Well, yes. And I have friends that say, you know what? You will never get me out of your head because even when I'm dead and gone, you're going to hear this music in elevators, in supermarkets.
But so what do you do? Do you begin singing along and they're like, their eyes open really wide? This is him, really. What do you do? Or do you just think to yourself, well, that's me, and I just made some more money?
Well, you know what? Very seldom do I say, oh, yeah, that's me singing. But I have to tell you this quick, interesting story. Right when COVID hit, naturally, everything came to a standstill as far as performing. You know, so I said, you know what? Maybe I'll try Uber driving. And I did that for a couple months.
Wow.
But I picked up this woman and two other gentlemen. And she said, is it okay if I sit in the front seat? And I said, sure. So she sat in the front seat and two guys sat in the back. And I'm listening to their conversation and I can hear the English accent. So, but in my car, I'm playing like smooth jazz. And she said, oh, I love your music. And I said, well, thank you. I don't like to play a lot of hard stuff because I don't know what my passengers may want to hear. So I just keep it something enjoyable. She said, yeah, I love this music. And I said, well, do you listen to a lot of music? Oh, she said, yes. Yeah. She said, yeah, in fact, one of my favorite groups is the Stylistics. And I'm driving on the expressway. You may take them to the airport. And I just bust out laughing because she was singing along with a song that came on the radio. And she said, are you laughing at my singing? And I said, no. She said, well, what are you laughing at? I said, no, it's not Isn't that interesting? You
know, that is hysterical.
She wouldn't be interested.
If she only knew. So the lesson, I think, Arian, is beware of who your Uber driver is. You never do know. Arian, love, you never know. Yeah. Again, Falling in Love with My Girl, wherever CDs are sold. Arian Love of the Stylistics, so great to talk with you.
Steve, thanks for having me. Be safe.